to tell you that you have permission. You have my permission. Like, you need my permission, but you have my permission to trust your gut. You have my permission to trust your gut. And you can also give yourself permission to trust your gut. So actually, I wasn't even going to record a video right now. As I'm recording this, I'm actually all done with this week's videos. And so this is a video for next week. But of course, as you're seeing it, it's this week, right? But I decided to trust my gut. I decided that I had a good message that I wanted to share with you, a message that could be potentially valuable. And so I decided, okay, sit down, take a couple notes about what I want to say, and hit record. And this is a very powerful thing to be able to do. If you are a copywriter, a marketer, somebody that's putting together marketing messages, even if you're doing videos like this and you just, you know, you need to get out content, it's a very powerful thing to be able to do, to just be able to trust your gut and let it out. And so what I'm going to share with you today is based in my own experience, plus you'll find that it's actually backed up by the work of a Nobel Prize winner. So with that, let's dive in. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So we have this human tendency to overthink, to overanalyze. We have this tendency to get stuck in this habit loop of it's like we feel like we don't quite know enough yet, and so we start to analyze. And the more that we analyze whatever situation it is, right, the more we start to feel insecure that maybe we don't know enough, and that feeds back into that feeling like we don't know enough. And so we start to analyze more, and we start to feel more insecure, and it can go like around and around and around, and it can spiral down into some pretty terrible places in terms of the anxiety that it creates, and this feeling of like not being good enough, of being a failure, of being a fraud, of being like an imposter, right? There's the whole imposter syndrome, and that often comes out of this tendency that we have to overanalyze when we need to be taking action. And honestly, analysis is okay. It's important. And actually doing some level of analysis is critical to being able to do your work well, whatever that work is, right? But we're focusing, you know, since I'm a copywriter, a marketer, I'm focusing on copywriting. So some level of analysis of like, okay, what do I need to write here? What's the message? What's the idea that I need to go with? What's the story? How does it link to the prospect, and how does it link the prospect to the problem that they're facing right now, and how does that link to our solution? And like this basic analysis, but honestly, most of us can sit down and in an hour or two, if we really decided to do it, we could sit down in an hour or two and come up with an entire structure of a complex sales message that might take us a week or two to write, but that that really like we understand on that gut level, right? And we can do in an hour a rough outline of whatever analysis needs to take place in order for us to know what we're going to say. But that's not what most of us do. Most of us, and you know, present company included, me too, we overanalyze in what turns into a very self-destructive way. Like we analyze, are we doing this right? Are we doing this right? And we end up getting overwhelmed, and we end up kind of shutting down in terms of what we're able, like our work output, because we're so caught up in this analysis that we don't even do the work. Now, you know, I want to share a little lesson that I've learned, because it's totally relevant to this going with your gut. And it does kind of open up your own ability to go with your gut. This is a lesson that I learned from journaling. And like this morning, I was sitting down in my journal. I was sitting down with my journal, and I just wrote, I need guidance. And then what comes in response to that is often in you language. It's like a second person, right? And I call this the voice, because I don't know where it comes from. It feels maybe like a higher self, maybe like, you know, the part of myself that that taps into like my vast subconscious experience and storehouse of knowledge and pulls that. Or maybe it's something even bigger than that. But somewhere inside, I have this voice that's able to provide me really good advice. And in my journal, like I'll be writing, you know, about some struggle I'm having or something like that. And it's in this like I voice. You know, I'm dealing with this. I want the like I'm having this challenge, whatever it is, right? And then I say, I need guidance. And then it comes out in this you voice, and there's this voice that I can just trust to give me this good advice. And you know, throughout history, there have been people involved in creative works that have talked about things like the muses. And honestly, this probably is not that far off from what that is. Somewhere inside, there is a voice that knows what to do in this situation, that is able to pull together all the analysis that you've done, that's able to pull together all of your inputs and your experience and your knowledge and your capabilities and your skills and even, you know, things that you picked up without even noticing. That's able to pull all that in. And at just the right time, it's able to give you just the right guidance to go down the right path for you. And the more that you are able to kind of clear out the mental clutter, and that's why I love to do journaling, the more that you're able to clear out that mental clutter and let that voice speak, the easier it becomes to just go with your gut, to trust your gut in things like doing copywriting. This, like I said, this is backed up by a Nobel Prize winning scientist, like a Nobel Prize in economics. The guy's name is Daniel Kahneman, and he wrote a book, Thinking Fast and Slow. And it's all about how basically when we are brand new to something, we actually think the most accurately. This is a vast oversimplification of a book that is just full of scientific, like really, really brilliant recognitions and research and findings. But if I can distill it down into what is the idea represented by the title, what he finds is when we're brand new to something, we actually do best when we think slow about it. So if we are learning a process, if we're learning, you know, how to do something, it does help to put in a lot of analysis and think slow about how to do everything. But the more experience that we gain, the more accurate and useful our thinking becomes when we let ourselves think fast. So when a complete amateur, when a complete novice starts to think fast about something, or like they try to do something with very little thought, they're likely to make mistakes. But once you have a bunch of experience, once you have done a bunch of learning, the more learning and experience you have, the more accurate your thinking will be if you don't let yourself overanalyze. So experts think more accurately when they think less. It's the curse of overthinking, right? Versus novices, people who are brand new, actually do benefit from slowing themselves down a little bit and putting a little bit more thinking and effort into getting to the right conclusion. So the lesson from that is to gain knowledge and experience, like all these videos that you watch. And if you go through my BTMS Insiders training that goes even deeper into topics like copywriting and marketing and selling and business building and so on, or if you're reading other copywriting books or reading other business books and marketing books, et cetera, this storehouse of knowledge and experience that you're getting, some of it that you're forgetting on a conscious level, but your subconscious is still storing and making available to you. The more of that you get, and the more experience that you get, the more practice that you get just sitting down and writing copy, or putting out marketing messages, the more powerful it becomes to just trust yourself, to just trust your gut, and just start like putting out the message. Like at this point with these videos, I was doing them weekly for a while, and then at the start of the whole COVID pandemic, I started doing them daily. And at this point, I end up taking these videos in really interesting and compelling directions to me, at least. And I know that when I ask my viewers to rate them on a 1 to 10 scale, so often all that I'm getting are 10 out of 10. And so I end up just trusting my gut that I'm going to know the right things to say. And I take a few notes. Like, I have 5 major bullet points that I want to cover in this, but I'm going off in all sorts of different directions. And I didn't plan to speak about this in particular, but you gain that knowledge, you gain that experience, and then you trust yourself, you trust your gut, and you'll be surprised at the quality of your output. And I think that this is part of the maxims that are out there that, you know, write fast, edit slow, or write drunk, edit sober. I'm not saying you should write copy drunk, but the idea here is that when we're sober, oftentimes we have this conscious mind, the monkey mind, that is constantly chattering away. And if we let ourselves slow down, and spend a whole bunch of time in analyzing when we need not be analyzing, when we get into that over analyzing, the monkey mind starts chattering away at us and says, you don't know enough, this is not, it's not good enough, whatever. And so the whole idea of write drunk, edit sober, write fast, edit slow, is that you want to basically be so focused, so in flow with your writing, that inner critic, the monkey mind, whatever it is that's chattering away, just kind of doesn't have room. And and a lot of people, when they drink to kind of numb and quiet that monkey mind. But of course, there are other ways to do that. And frankly, with copywriting, to me, it's to just quiet down, maybe take a few deep breaths in a row, and ask that inner voice to guide me in the right direction, and to help me write as quick as possible, basically as fast as I can let my fingers move. And when you do that, you get this velocity of copywriting, velocity, like speed of copywriting. And it's not just the speed of the writing process, it's the speed of the message. And copy with a very fast feeling message that has the high velocity is exciting. As Marty Edelstone would say, it makes you vibrate. It gives you like the physiological response to the copy. And it ends up being often very powerful, very emotional, very compelling, very exciting, and all the things that it needs to be in order to convince someone that you have the great solution to their problem. It conveys a sense of confidence and excitement about the product. Like, if you're going to do this, if you're going to write fast, edit slow, you basically just need to decide what you're going to say. And like I said, maybe an hour of just, here's what I have to say, here's what I want to say, and then just start writing. And the aim is to capture all that energy that you can get into it by just writing fast. The last bullet point here that I have for you for the trust your gut is to step back a minute. And we've spent a lot of time talking about writing and copywriting and doing that fast. But I do want to say that completely independent of copywriting, people who make a big impact on the world, people who are high achievers, people who build big businesses, people who have successful careers, people who are community leaders, they make decisions. They are decision makers. They don't get caught in that analysis paralysis. And it's, some people, I guess, maybe are more naturally inclined or have less kind of baggage from whatever early experiences that might lead to them feeling insecure about making decisions. And for a lot of us, me included, it's a learned skill to be able to trust our gut and to make decisions quickly. But people who become high achievers, the way that they think is, it doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. Of course, I try to make my decisions right, but I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to take action. I'm going to see what kind of results that I get, and I'm going to adjust. If I get the results that I want, I'll find a way to keep doing more of that. If I don't get the results that I want, I'll find a way to, make a slightly different decision and maybe the data that I get out of my results is going to help me adjust going forward. And to be effective, you must make decisions and take action. And that is going to come down to everything that we've been talking about here. Of course, you want to gain knowledge and experience. But even as you start to gain that knowledge and experience, even when that knowledge and experience is slow, like, yes, keep piling it on, keep learning, keep watching these videos, keep diving into training opportunities, keep reading books, keep gathering knowledge and experience in all the ways that you can, and importantly, keep practicing. But then when it comes down to time to do the work, just take those deep breaths and trust your gut. Trust your gut. And you may be surprised what the voice inside shows to you as far as the path, the way, and where that path can take you. So my name is Roy Furr. This has been a video episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. And by the way, I say video episode, but I need to train myself not to say that because, you know, hint, hint, that this might be available in other media soon. So this has been an episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I'd love it if you could leave a comment or review with this. Let me know on a scale 1 to 10. How valuable you're finding this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you getting out of this? Also, tap that like button before you go. And the magical algorithms of the internet will share more content like this with you, as well as share it with people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Also, check out the links in the description. You'll find a link to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com where you can get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And also I'll include a link to my BTMS Insiders training library. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. If you're into this, if you want very solid, proven knowledge to feed your experience, to feed your gut instinct so that you can become a better copywriter and marketer, sign in and get unlimited instant access to what's now over 130 hours of highly valuable content on copywriting and marketing. Again, my name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.